In the name of Jesus, amen. Our text from the gospel reading, John chapter 1, verse 14. The word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. Glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is our text. The Word became flesh. I think we sometimes don't realize what an amazing statement that is. The Word became flesh. God became man. In Latin, they say homo factus est. God became man. How can we possibly understand what this means? And even more than that, perhaps, what kind of response is fitting to the mystery of the incarnation? The Word didn't become a myth, a story, or a fairy tale. This isn't like all those old stories from ancient myths that you might read about, the stories about Zeus or Hera and other gods and goddesses and all the shenanigans they pulled and all the lusts they pursued. This is no once upon a time. It didn't take place in a galaxy far, far away. It happened in the days of Caesar Augustus. And it took place in Judea, the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, a place that you can still visit today. There is real flesh here, real blood, real muscles with tendons attached to bones, forming a skeleton covered with skin. Real heart, real lungs, real everything. In him was life, breath, mind, soul, desire, will, and all the rest. Everything that it means to be human, he had, except sin. God saw what needed to be done, and he knew that he had to be the one to do it. He knew that it had to be done in the flesh. He sent no angel to our race of higher or of lower place, but wore the robe of human frame, and to this world himself he came. God sent his son to be born of Mary, and that changes everything. Doesn't it? Think of what that means for the beginning. When the Word made man in the beginning, when he breathed life into man's nostrils, he already knew that one day he would become man. When he created time, he did so with the knowledge that he himself would enter time, really enter it. When he created the sun and set it in the sky, he knew that one day he would be standing underneath that sun. And when he formed the earth, he knew that one day he would be standing on it as well. He would do more than just stick his fingers in and stir things up with a miracle here or there. No, he would enter head first. He would dive in to his creation. In the beginning, all things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And then, in the fullness of time, the Word became flesh. It's as if you were to enter your own creation. It's as if you were to step into your own painting, or jump into the pages of your own story, or become the notes of your own musical composition. And it's as if you were to do that because that was the only way to set right something that had gone wrong. Because the painting had been marred, and you could only make it right by getting in it. Or the story had taken some terrible turn that could only be fixed by entering the story. Or the music was filled with a dissonance that could only be fixed by becoming one of the notes. He had to enter his creation. So the Word didn't become a hologram The Word didn't become an avatar and live online in the metaverse. He didn't become something that only appeared to be flesh. He didn't cheat. He didn't fake it. He became real flesh. Flesh of our flesh and bone of our bone. He was able to look people in the eye, to put on a smile, to crack a joke, to shed a tear. He had toes that could be stubbed, fingernails that could be clipped. He had inches to grow, and he had thumbs to suck. He could catch colds. He could pick up infections. He had the kind of flesh that could have gotten Delta or Omicron or whatever comes next. And why? Why would he do that? Why would he come into these messes and sicknesses and into this world of death? For one reason, and one reason only. Love caused the incarnation. Love caused the incarnation. Love brought you down to me. Your thirst for my salvation procured my liberty. O love beyond all telling that led you to embrace in love. All love excelling, our lost and fallen race. Love caused the Word to become flesh. Love for you and also your own great need. The darkness of sin and death is what brought the light into this world. It is a remarkable thing that when God saw what sin had done, when he saw what death would bring, he didn't simply let his creation go off and fall into ruin, but he made a plan to enter that creation in the flesh. One person with two natures, true God and also true man, indivisibly, inseparably, unconfusedly, and unchangeably united. And he did it not only to become flesh, but that he might die in the flesh. For you and for me. He took his flesh to the cross. We stake our lives on this confession that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, but even more than us, he staked his life on this, that what was required to save you and be your Lord was that he took on flesh for your sake and for mine. O love, how deep, how broad, how high, beyond all thought and fantasy, that God, the Son of God, should take our mortal form for mortal's sake. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And what can we do but bend our knees, bow our heads, express our thanks, sing his praise, and receive the gifts that he gives. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and he is here still for you today. In Jesus' name, amen.